Tired of listening to the same old playlists or podcasts over and over? Maybe it's time to mix things up. Try something new. Hit explore. Avoid the blah and the boring before you even put your headphones in. Add some fun in the mix. Say yabba dabba doo to a bowl of Pebbles cereal and enjoy by the spoonful. Fruity and cocoa Pebbles cereal. Less blah, more yabba dabba doo. Head to your nearest grocery store to buy Pebbles cereal today. The Flintstones and all related characters and elements. Copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Have you ever had to put your plans on hold due to symptoms of generalized myasthenia gravis, or GMG? Like taking that weekend trip, talking with friends, or enjoying a meal? Learn about a treatment option that may help. Visit treatgmg.com to learn more. That's treatgmg.com.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
The level of brilliance to pull off that shot on 15, like that hole destroyed Seve Ballesteros' career in 86 when Jack Nicklaus won. Literally destroyed the DNA of what he thought he could trust in his golf swing.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, reaction to Leinster's signing of another All Black superstar. Connacht's head coach Pete Wilkins steps down and an under-20 Grand Slam winner decides to step away from rugby at the end of this season. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. But first, Leinster once again set the rugby world ablaze this morning by announcing the signing of All Black centre Rieko Ioane. Similar to his international teammate Jordy Barrett, Ioane will have a sabbatical from his New Zealand rugby contract, allowing him to play for Leinster instead of the 2026 Super Rugby season with the Auckland Blues. Barrett arrived from the Hurricanes following New Zealand's Autumn Nations series, making his debut in the pool phase of the Investec Champions Cup away to Bristol. Since then, he's put in a series of dazzling displays, most recently in Leinster's Champions Cup knockout wins over Harlequins and Glasgow. Writing of his move on social media, Ioane said, "It's an exciting opportunity to play in Ireland for an iconic team, grow my game and experience something different with my family." He'll still be eligible for the 2027 World Cup, and a lot of those Leinster players could well come up against Ioane and Barrett when Ireland face the All Blacks in Chicago this November. News of Ione's move is all the more surprising, given his public feud with former Leinster at half Jonathan Sexton, who singled out Ione for criticism in his recent autobiography. On this evening's Wednesday Night Rugby, former Leinster coach Matt Williams says the likes of Barrett and Ione can only have a positive impact on the province.
I was only talking to a guy the other day, a New Zealand guy, about what the rise of Irish rugby generally in the last 20 years. And there's a whole lot of reasons, but one of them is Irish rugby's willingness to embrace overseas technology. So be it the coaches, it's how I got there, you know, their willingness, you know, 25 years ago to allow me to come in. And since then, you look at the number of people they've brought in, players and coaches who have had this incredible influence of passing on knowledge and prior learnings to the broader Irish rugby community. And I think that while we can't import players that block the development of our local players, there is still a huge argument that I would back to bringing in top quality overseas players that do improve our Indigenous players and our Indigenous coaches, because a coach learns from his players as well.
There's lots more from Matt Williams elsewhere in the OTB rugby feed. That Ioane news was just the first part of a bombshell morning for Irish rugby. The second was confirmation of the departure with immediate effect from the Connacht head coach's position of Pete Wilkins. Cully Tucker will assume the head coach's role for the remainder of Connacht's season, having led the team for their last four games when Wilkins was on sick leave. After spells on the coaching staffs of Queensland Reds and then Edinburgh, Wilkins was hired as Connacht's assistant to Kieran Keane in 2017. He'd go on to work under Andy Friend as well before being promoted to head coach under Friend, who has moved to director of rugby in 2022. Wilkins was the sole man at the helm from 23 onwards. Connacht are undergoing a reconfiguring of their coaching staff, with Rod Sybe joining as a senior coach in the summer from the Brumbies. The province have also installed Billy Millard as their general manager of performance performance for both the men's and the women's teams. Wilkins is believed to have been involved in discussions around their hiring, with his departure not connected to Millard and Sibes' arrivals. Indeed, he says in a parting statement that he is still focused on returning to full health. But Wilkins said, "The longer I have spent in the role, the further away I have found myself from the aspects of coaching not only that I most enjoy, but that also allow me to contribute most effectively to the team." Connacht CEO Willie Ruan describes Wilkins' departure as a sad day for all involved with the province. Ruan highlighted Wilkins' second highest league win rate of any Connacht head coach in the professional era, and he was the first in 15 years to achieve the number one seeding following the pool stages of the Challenge Cup. Mark Sexton is also leaving Connacht, of course, at the end of this season to work again with Richie Murphy at Ulster. And on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Alan Quinlan was not of the belief that Billy Millard will be the man to be Connacht's head coach.
I think they have a number of coaches to appoint, don't they? And it's still a very attractive proposition to come and coach one of the provinces in Ireland. Connacht have a lot of good young players coming through. I think they've had their challenges and difficulties in the last couple of years trying to probably... In a similar situation to the other Munster and Ulster as well, is to try and beef up their pack a little bit. They play a brilliant brand of rugby. They have done for a number of years. I think if you go right back to when they won the URC in 2016, like it was incredible performance, run, consistency throughout that year. I think they had five or six players went on the tour to South Africa that summer under Joe Schmidt. And look, that's the ambition. They're building a new stadium. They're upgrading the stadium. It's going to be fantastic when it's done. There's so much enthusiasm in Connacht rugby. So it's a tough one for them. Attracting the right coaches is going to be very, very important. And look, obviously with the news we heard yesterday with the central contracts and the province is having to contribute 40% now, not 30%. It would have been started this year with 30% contribution. It goes up to 40% next year. I don't know if it'll make a significant difference to the other three provinces. I know essentially Leinster have 11 central contracts and 40% of that funding will now go to the other three provinces for their pathways. But, you know, Connacht are always going to, you know, struggle to try and get that money together and have those finances to go for that big marquee signing. But, look, I think I'm sure the people, the powers that be there will try and revamp and get some good news out in the next couple of weeks as regards coaches and whether they're signing new players or where they go. But I think most of the contracts are done at this stage of the year, Ger. So whether there's room to bring in a big name signing or not, I don't know. But they have a core of a very good team, I think. And as I said, some very good young players coming through. So it's all about going out trying to get the right coaches and fill those roles. I think it's getting, you know, there's... With Billy Millard coming in, it's obviously a clear indication that they want that kind of general manager, general performance director to oversee all this stuff. So I'm sure he'll have, coming from Harlequins as director of rugby there, he'll have a major say in the planning and structures that are implemented, not just for next year, but going forward.
Lots more from Alan Quinlan as part of this morning's full Off the Ball Breakfast podcast and indeed elsewhere in the OTB Rugby feed.
Tired of listening to the same old playlists or podcasts over and over? Maybe it's time to mix things up. Try something new. Hit explore. Avoid the blah and the boring before you even put your headphones in. Add some fun in the mix. Say yabba dabba doo to a bowl of Pebble cereal and enjoy by the spoonful. Fruity and cocoa Pebble cereal. Less blah, more yabba dabba doo. Head to your nearest grocery store to buy Pebble cereal today. The Flintstones and all related characters and elements. Copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
The third province in the news today are Ulster, where Reuben Crothers has announced his surprise decision to retire from the game at the end of this season. Still just 23, the flanker was a Grand Slam winner with Ireland's under-20s in 2022 under the current Ulster coach Richie Murphy. Crothers made his Ulster debut in November of 2023 away to Connacht, but has made just two substitute appearances in recent months. He's been working towards attaining a law degree this summer and says he's looking forward to his next chapter. Indeed, Crothers' retirement is not believed to be injury-related. Former Ulster director of rugby, Les Kiss, is on the verge of being appointed the next Wallabies head coach. Joe Schmidt will stand down in October following this year's rugby championship, leaving Australia in need of a head coach for their November tour, which includes a November 15th stop at the Aviva. Kiss has emerged as the frontrunner to replace his former Ireland boss, staving off competition from former Wallabies head coach Michael Checa, Stephen Larkham and Stuart Lancaster. He's currently in charge of the Queensland Reds, who sit fourth in the Super Rugby table after 8 games. The Roar reports that Rugby Australia have cooled on the idea of Kiss job sharing until the end of his Reds contract, which runs until the end of the 2026 Super Rugby season. So with that in mind, the Queensland Rugby Union will be entitled to compensation if Kiss breaks his contract to take the Wallabies job. However, it now seems a case of when, not if, Kiss will be confirmed as the next head coach of Australia. Graham Rowntree could find his way back into coaching with his former club Leicester. The ex-Munster head coach is on a 2-man shortlist to replace Michael Checa at Welford Road, along with ex-All Blacks assistant Leon MacDonald. Rowntree made almost 400 appearances, of course, for the Tigers as a player, while MacDonald is currently a coaching consultant with Western Force in Perth and has been spoken about as a potential replacement for Les Kiss at the Reds. And finally, as if to underline their sure-footedness under the reign of the WRU, Cardiff have agreed a contract extension with Josh Adams. The Wales international winger was due to come off his latest contract in the summer, but has agreed now a 2-year deal with the troubled side. He scored 5 tries and 8 starts this season for Cardiff, with the most recent of those coming against Connacht in the Challenge Cup last 16. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.
Take a detour from the ordinary.
Own. It's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
It's time to get diverted.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
Join Owen Sheehan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly, or whenever it comes to food.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
Holanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda. See, see, see.
Available for free on all Off the Ball channels. Divert it on Off the Ball.
Tired of listening to the same old playlists or podcasts over and over? Maybe it's time to mix things up. Try something new. Hit explore. Avoid the blah and the boring before you even put your headphones in. Add some fun in the mix. Say yabba dabba doo to a bowl of Pebbles cereal and enjoy by the spoonful. Fruity and cocoa Pebbles cereal. Less blah, more yabba dabba doo. Head to your nearest grocery store to buy Pebbles cereal today. The Flintstones and all related characters and elements, copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.